Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A 66-year-old DeKalb County man wanted on a charge of sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12 has been arrested following a four-week multi-state investigation. According to the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, Charles Wayne Heiss Sr. fled Alabama before deputies can serve an arrest warrant stemming from a child sexual abuse investigation that started back in June. Investigators say additional evidence uncovered during the investigation identified multiple alleged victims in both Alabama and Georgia. Authorities later received information that Heiss was in Rossville and he'd been in contact with 41-year-old Jonathan LaCroix of Rossville. Investigators say LaCroix was warned that Heiss was a wanted fugitive and instructed to notify law enforcement if he knew Heiss's whereabouts. On July 24th, officers located Heiss in a hotel in Eastridge and he was taken into custody without incident. Investigators say LaCroix admitted to renting the hotel room for Heiss and providing him with transportation. LaCroix was arrested and charged with accessory after the fact. A proposal to increase ticket prices for Marion County High School athletic events has generated strong reaction from parents and community members. The proposal would raise varsity football tickets to $10 and admission to all other sports to $8 at South Pittsburgh and Whitwell High Schools. After concerns were raised over the weekend, Marion County Director of Schools Dr. Mark Griffith clarified that students would still be able to purchase football tickets for $5 during the school day leading up to each game. Griffith says the increase is being considered because of rising costs, including higher pay for game officials approved by the TSSAA earlier this year. The proposal will be presented to the Marion County Board of Education for consideration. It has not yet been approved. Rock City is continuing to push for its proposed gondola transportation system to the top of Lookout Mountain. They've released new information focused on the project's safety. Our Chris Goforth has more from Walker County.
The company says the Austrian manufacturer selected to build the project describes ropeways as one of the safest forms of transportation, citing continuous monitoring, redundant safety systems, routine maintenance, and operator training. Rock City says it will soon release additional information on topics including noise, environmental impacts, and sewer infrastructure. The proposed gondola would carry visitors from the foot of Lookout Mountain to Rock City. Some residents, though, continue to oppose the project over concerns about traffic, noise, and preserving the mountain's character. A series of public information meetings are scheduled August 17th through the 19th in Lookout Mountain, Flintstone, and Chattanooga.
Rock City says it will release additional information in the coming weeks on environmental impact, noise, and sewer infrastructure. The project remains in the planning stages. No final decisions have been made. And the Braves will try to put it back together after a 14-3 loss to the New York Mets last night. Game 2 of that series is coming up this evening. 7:10 first pitch, 5:55 is airtime here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. For the latest local news 24/7, visit discoverday.com anytime and stay with Classic Hits KWIN 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420. Your home for the Atlanta Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. I'm Mike Powers.